الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أما بعد، فإن الأمر يعظم وقعه إذا كان الطاعنون جهلة، أما إذا كان الطاعنون منسوبين إلى العلم فمن الممكن والمجدي نقاشهم وتحرير وجه الخلاف معهم. لكن مصيبتنا اليوم في من يطعنون بشيخنا ويصرحون بالغمز فيه أنهم جهالة، ووالله وتالله وبالله منذ أن سمعت المتكلمين في شيخنا يتكلمون وقع في قلبي أن هذا أمر يكون مقدمة لما يتلوه، وأن الحبل سيحل ويلقى على غاربه، فليس المقصود هو الشيخ، وإنما المقصود هو المنهج الذي يدعو إليه الشيخ وينافح دونه وينصره وينتصر له. ومن الأدلة على ذلك ما حدثني به بعض إخواننا طلبة العلم في الرياض، وقد كان لقاؤنا معه في بيت الله الحرام في العشر الأواخر من رمضان في هذا العام، ولقد قال من ضمن ما قال أنه ناقش بعض الغلاة في مسائل الإيمان والكفر والإرجاء، فإذا باتهام الشيخ الألباني بالإرجاء، فإذا بهذه التهمة صارت قديمة، فإذا بالتهم الجديدة تنال مشايخ العلم الكبراء الآخرين، الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز والشيخ ابن عثيمين، والله الذي لا إله إلا هو. قال أما الشيخ ابن باز فكلامه في مسائل الإيمان ككلام الشيخ الألباني، يريدون أن فيه إرجاء والعياذ بالله، ووالله لو سألتهم ما هو الإرجاء في ذلك لحاروا جوابا وأضاعوا الحق والصواب، لكنهم يجهلون ويجهلون أنهم يجهلون. قالوا أما الشيخ ابن عثيمين فإنه لا يسأل في هذه المسائل لأنه متوجه إلى الفقه أكثر ولا يضبطها. سبحان الله، لما أعياهم ما اتهموا به شيخنا من قبل أنه ليس له شيوخ تركوا هذه الفرية والشبهة، لأنها باطلة من وجهين: الوجه الأول أن له شيوخا، والوجه الثاني أنه بعلمه وتوفيق ربه له أثبت جدارة منقطعة النظير. ولما أعياهم أن يتكلموا في الأذان ويوسوسوا في العقول والقلوب أن الشيخ الألباني محدث ولكن ليس بفقيه، فقد رأوا من كتبه الفقهية ومن فتاويه العلمية ما يدل على أنه في الفقه بمكان عال، إذا بهم يتركون هذه التهمة، فلم يجدوا إلا التهمة الثالثة وأظنها الأخيرة، وستسقط كما سقط من قبلها أو ما قبلها: الشيخ مرجئ. ومن يتأدب منهم ولو قلت يتظاهر بالأدب فإنه يزعم ويدعي ويتفاصح قائلا الشيخ عنده إرجاء أو وافق المرجئة، وكلام الشيخ ابن عثيمين عندما سئل في هذه المسألة، سئل عن رأيه في الشيخ الألباني، سئل عن رأيه بالشيخ الألباني، فكان أن قال بالحرف الواحد: أقول كما قال الأول، أقلوا عليهم لا أبى لأبيكم من اللوم، أو سدوا المكان الذي سدوه. الألباني رحمه الله عالم محدث فقيه، وإن كان محدثا أقوى منه فقيها. أقول نعم، شيخنا محدث أقوى منه فقيها، كما أن غيره قد يكون فقيها أقوى منه محدثا. قال: ولا أعلم له كلاما يدل على الإرجاء أبدا، لكن الذين يريدون أن يكفروا الناس يقولون عنه وعن أمثاله إنهم مرجئة، فهو من باب التلقيب بألقاب السوء. وأنا أشهد للشيخ الألباني، والكلام لا يزال لمن؟ الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله، المعقل الأخير في صرح أهل السنة، جعلنا الله له خلفا صالحا. قال: وأنا أشهد للشيخ الألباني رحمه الله بالاستقامة وسلامة المعتقد وحسن المقصد، ولكن مع ذلك لا نقول إنه لا يخطئ، لأنه لا أحد معصوم إلا الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. وقال أيضا: من رمى الشيخ الألباني بالإرجاء، هذا في جواب آخر على سؤال ثان، من رمى الشيخ الألباني بالإرجاء فقد أخطأ، إما أنه لا يعرف الألباني، وإما أنه لا يعرف الإرجاء. وأقول أنا: وقد يكون لا يعرف الألباني ولا الإرجاء. ولقد سمعنا بعض الناس يجلس في مجلس وحوله الصبية سفهاء الأحلام حدثاء الأسنان، يقول الألباني مرجئ، فسئل ما معنى مرجئ؟ قال: والله لا أدري، المهم أنه مرجئ. قال الألباني، والكلام للشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله، الألباني رجل من أهل السنة رحمه الله، مدافع عنها، إمام في الحديث، لا نعلم أن أحدا يباريه في عصرنا، لكن بعض الناس نسأل الله العافية يكون في قلبه حقد، إذا رأى قبول الشخص ذهب يلمزه بشيء، كفعل المنافقين الذين يلمزون المطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات، والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم يلمزون المتصدق المكثر من الصدقة والمتصدق الفقير. الرجل رحمه الله نعرفه من كتبه، وأعرفه بمجالسته أحيانا، سلفي العقيدة، سليم المنهج، لكن بعض الناس يريد أن يكفر عباد الله بما لم يكفرهم الله به، ثم يدعي أن من خالفه في هذا التكفير فهو مرجع، كذبا وزورا وبهتانا. لذلك لا تسمعوا لهذا القول من أي إنسان صدر، هذا كلام العلم من أهل العلم في أهل العلم. وأما عقيدة الشيخ التي يرد بها على المرجئة، فوالله قد أثبتها منذ نحو من 30 سنة، قبل أن يخلق الله كثيرا من الذين يطعنون به اليوم، وإن كانوا مخلوقين فكانوا في الساحات والشوارع لاعبين لاهين. والشيخ الألباني عالم مصنف مناظر واسع الباع قوي الاطلاع شديد الإقناع، كما وصفه في موضع آخر سماحة الشيخ ابن عثيمين تغمده الله بعفوه ورحمته. ولقد صنفت كتابا منذ عدة شهور بفضل الله بعنوان التعريف والتنبئة بتأصيلات العلامة الألباني في مسائل الإيمان والرد على المرجئة، أقمته على 13 أصلا، وهذه الأصول كلها من كتب الشيخ وتآليفه وتصانيفه، تبين تقعيده العلمي السلفي السني لمسائل الإيمان
ورده على أهل الإرجاء بالخصوص فيما حارفوا فيه الآيات والأحاديث والنصوص. هذا ما عندي والله الموفق.
الشيخ علي حفظه الله mentions that if these individuals who speak about Sheikh Nasser rahimahullah and accuse him of this issue of irja, if they were ignorant, we would say that the matter is easy if they were juhal. But in reality, unfortunately, there are individuals, some of them, who connect themselves to knowledge. And he said in this regard, there should have been just basically an issue of discussing it with them. But unfortunately, we live in a time of ignorance in actions and in statements and in deeds. He says that when he first heard this accusation against the Sheikh rahimahullah, the accusation of Rija, he felt that it was that which would be a rope that would pull others into the same accusation. And that basically it was an issue of those who differ with the Sheikh. And it was not meant except to fight against the minhaj of the Sheikh, that minhaj which he has promoted and defended and supported. This is what it was. There was not against the Sheikh as a personality himself, but the minhaj that he carried. And he said this became totally clear when just in Ramadan, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, at the masjid, at the Kaaba, he met with some brothers from Riyadh who said that one of these individuals who has this sick disease of accusing the Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, of Irja, they had a discussion with him. And discussing with him, it is to find out that he has went wider than that. He even went to say that Bin Baz and Ibn Uthaymeen, Bin Baz, rahimahullah, and Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, have this problem also. Have this problem also. So this shows that it's a matter of the minhaj and aqidah that they carry. For he went to say that Bin Baz has some statements, rahimahullah, that agree with Sheikh Nasser in Irjah. He said many of these individuals, if you were to ask them what Irjah is, they could not tell you. He said as took place in his country, where there was a man talking with these young men around him, talking about such and such as Murjia, talking about Sheikh Nasser in this regard. He said to him, what is Irjah? He said, well, I don't know, but the important thing is that he's Murjia. So this is the foolishness that is connected to that issue. He said the Sheikh rahimahullah was accused of many things. The first thing they used to say about him is that he did not have any shuyukh, Sheikh Nasser. He said this is a lie based upon two factors. One, Sheikh Nasser rahimahullah had shuyukh. The other thing is that through his knowledge and his understanding and what he has gathered and what the scholars witnessed for him, he was an individual of knowledge. The other accusation he used to say is that he is a muhaddith, but he is not a faqih. And this is also something that is correct. For he who follows the books and the discussions and the tapes of Sheikh Nasser find that he is a muhaddith and he is also a faqih, having full understanding of the matters of fiqh. So those two accusations went away. And here came the third one, the last one he said, and that is irja, that they gave him the tuhma of irja. And those who show some adab, and he say, outwardly show adab, they don't say he's murjia. They say, well, he has some words that are like irja. Or he has some words that agree with the murjia, like this. And they say this type of thing and these type of matters. He said, listen to what one of the great scholars of our time has said, who was the last, he said, of this level, who was the last in being on this level of being those who called to the Kitab of Sunnah and from the great scholar of Islam, and that is Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah. When he was questioned, asked about this accusation, he said, أَقُولُ كَمَا قَالَ الْأَوَّلِ. He said, I say like the elders say. And it's a piece of poetry which says, say your words that you are saying, but there is no fault for your father. Fulfill the gap that he had, or do what he has fulfilled. Fulfill the space that he has left open or do what he has done. He said, Al-Albani, rahimahullah, is a scholar, an alim, and he is a muhaddith, a scholar of hadith, and he is faqih. He said, even though he may in this regard be a stronger muhaddith than he is a faqih. And Abu Harith said, this is true, just like there's some scholars who are more of a faqih than they are a muhaddith. He says, rahimahullah, he said, I don't know for him, Sheikh Nasser, rahimahullah, any words that point towards al-irjah, that you can understand from irjah. He said, abadan, at all. But those who want to describe people or declare the Muslims as kuffar, as disbelievers, they say about him and others like him that they are murjiah. So it is basically a matter of calling people with evil names. He said, eyewitness. Sheikh Muhammad Salih Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, says, I witness for Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, that he has istiqamah. He's straight and upright. Was salamat al-mu'taqid, that he has a correct belief. Wal husn al-maqsid, that he has a good intent. But with this we say that he has some mistakes, that no one is ma'asum except the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one is perfect except the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was asked at another time about this same accusation. And he said about them at that time that they have made a mistake, those who say it. Faqad akhta. They have made a mistake, those who say it. I don't know for Al-Albani, rahimahullah, any irja. I don't know anything of this from him. Al-Albani is a man from the people of Sunnah. Rajulun min ahl Sunnah. Rahimahullah. He defended the Sunnah. And he's imam in hadith. And I don't know that anyone can be compared to him in the knowledge of hadith in our time. But some people, with bad intention or with hatred or whatever, there are those who, as the munafiqeen did before, calling the believers with bad names. Ar-Rajul, the man, he said, rahimahullah, we know him from his books and we know him from sitting with him. He is a salafi in his aqeedah. He's salim in his manhaj. But these individuals who want to declare the believers as the servants of Allah as disbelievers, and they want to say this about those who differ with him. Those who don't want to declare the believers as disbelievers, they call them murji'ah. And they do this kathib and lying and telling falsehood. He says, لا تسمعوا لهذا القول من أي إنسان صدر. Do not listen to this statement, no matter from what man it comes from. No matter from what man it comes from. So he said, this is what he wanted to say regarding the issue of the irja, and regarding the fact of iman in general. Sheikh Nasser, rahimahullah, has written about it, has collected it, has shown it 30 years or 40 years ago, when many of these individuals who are talking about them did not exist. And if they did exist, they were walking around in streets and playing and so on and so forth, whereas Sheikh Nasser was writing, was researching, was checking asanid, was bringing or purifying the deen from those who have tried to corrupt it. He said in this regard, he wrote a book a few months ago regarding the matters of iman, and he placed in it 13 principles. The matters of iman that Sheikh Nasser has shown in his books, he took it from different works, and he showed how Sheikh Nasser defended the aqidah and defended the matter of iman and showed the matter of iman with 13 principles that he has brought in that book. Wa jazakum Allah khair.
وأخيرا أيها الإخوة، يموت العالم وتبقى دعوته وتبقى مدرسته ويبقى تلامذته وأصحابه من بعده، يواصلون المسيرة ويظلون على العهد. لقد اتهم شيخنا بالإرجاء في وقت مرضه، في وقت ضعفه ووهنه، فلم يخرج له رد عليهم، وإن كان له رد مخطوط على بعضهم. لقد كان الخصوم يعلمون أن الألباني إذا رد على واحد منهم سحقه بل محقه، ولذلك كانوا يتربصون به ريب المنون. وقد كتبنا في مجلتنا الأصالة في العدد 29 مقالا الألباني ومدرسته بين الناصحين والقادحين، واليوم يواصلون الحملة المسعورة على تلامذته، يتهمونهم بالإرجاء ويحرشون عليهم العلماء الأفاضل. ليقولوا فيهم قولا يطفئ غيظ قلوبهم. ولكن الحق سيظهر ولو بعد حين، ولينصرن الله من ينصره، إن الله لقوي عزيز. عن هذا الموضوع، عن تقصد مدرسة الإمام الألباني ومن وراء هذه الحملة، يحدثنا فضيلة الشيخ أبي أسامة سليم الهلالي حفظه الله، فليتفضل.
Saying lastly, the scholars die, but their da'wah doesn't die. The scholars die, but the minhaj doesn't die. For it has, alhamdulillah, his students who continue upon the path and continue upon the way, calling to his da'wah, calling to the minhaj, calling to that which is correct. There's no doubt that this accusation came at a time when Sheikh Nasir rahimullah was sick and was weak and was ill, and he could not respond. Even though he may have some responses written for some of them, he could not respond as he wanted. And they knew, those who made this accusation, that were Sheikh Nasir rahimullah to respond to them, they would have been destroyed. They would have been laughed at. And in this regard, he said in the 29th issue of Asala, they wrote about the fact that the Sheikh has a madrasa, a way, a minhaj, an understanding that he has. And this will not die. And in this regard, what is position, what is the way in this regard of the madrasa of Sheikh Nasir, the way of his, and the way of his students? They have, the article is entitled, The Madrasa of Sheikh Nasir, between those who follow it and praise it and those who are in opposition to it. He said, as with the teacher, here come the students, and they are making the same accusation against them. They are ascribing to them names of slander that will make one's heart, make one's eyes weep and one's heart feel bad. But with this, they will continue upon the path of the great Sheikh, and they will continue upon this da'wah and upon this minhaj and upon this matter Sheikh Salim Halali Hafidhahullah would speak about.
الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وبعد، فلعل هذه الكلمة التي سألخصها تكون مصباحا يضيء لإخواننا الطريق. والحقيقة أن هذا الذي نجده في الواقع هو مصداق ما أخبر عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فهي معركة التأويل التي بينها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ويقاتل في صف أهل السنة والجماعة علماء وطلاب علم وعدول هذه الأمة، يحمل هذا العلم من كل خلف عدوله. فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، منكم من يقاتل على تأويله كما قاتلت على تنزيله. فكما قاتل الرسول الكفار على التنزيل، يقاتل أتباع الرسول المنحرفين عن منهج الرسول على التأويل. نعم يا أخواني، الأسباب كثيرة، من أبرزها وأهمها أولا ما ورد في كلام الشيخ فقيه الزمان محمد الصالح العثيمين رحمة الله عليه، أن المكفرة الذين يريدون تكفير الناس، هؤلاء أمامهم عقبات يريدون تحطيمها، فالتكفيريون يريدون تحطيم العقبات التي تواجههم، فيلقبون العلماء بألقاب السوء، مرجئة، لينفر الناس إيش منهم. الأمر الثاني أن هذه من سنن الله الجارية بين أهل الحق والباطل، فمن علامات أهل البدع أن يرموا أهل السنة والأثر بألقاب السوء، كما قال أبو حاتم الراز، من علامة أهل البدع الوقيعة في أهل الأثر. نعم، يقعون في أهل الأثر. الأمر الآخر الحسد، عندما رأوا هذه الدعوة انتشرت واشتهرت وبلغت بفضل الله ومنته ما بلغ الليل والنهار بدون تمويل داخلي
ولا تمويل خارجي، وإنما هي بفضل الله وحده لا شريك له، فله الفضل والمنة والثناء الحسن. أكلت قلوبهم الغيرة والحسد، كيف يجعلون هذه الدعوة تتقزم وتتأقلم وترجع القهقرة. بعد هذه الأسباب، بعض الذين انهزموا مذهبيا على اختلاف مذاهبهم ورأوا انتصار دعوة الكتاب والسنة ودعوة الدليل، رأوها فرصة سانحة لأن يطفئوا غيظ قلوبهم، فيتهمون الشيخ ومدرسته وتلامذته بأنهم مرجئة لأنهم قهروا الحزبية المذهبية. بعض هؤلاء أيضا من أتباع كل ناعق يرددون الكلام ولا يعرفون معناه، لا يعرفون الألباني ولا يعرفون الإرجاء، المهم فلان قال فيرددون هذه الكلمة. وبعضهم يتبع الهوى، فهم مثلا يصرون ولا يزالون يصرون، يقولون أن الألباني وتلاميذه يخرجون العمل عن الإيمان. فقل لي بربك أخي في الله، أين قرأوا هذا؟ بل في أي رؤية رأوا هذا الكلام؟ فإن قرأوه في عالم اليقظة فليدلون على الكتاب أو على المقال أو على الشريط أو على الثقة التي نقل هذا، ولن يجدوا لذلك سبيلا. وإن كانوا رأوه مناما فتلك أضغاث أحلام، وما نحن بتأويل الأحلام بعالمين. وبعضهم يا إخوتي أحزاب خبيثة كالسرورية القطبية الخبيثة، وأنا أعلم أنهم يرسلون بعض أتباعهم ليحيطوا بالعلماء، فيظهرون الحب للعلماء ويظهرون الحرص على العلماء حتى يحيطوا بالعلماء كإحاطة السوار بالمعصم، حتى لا يصل إلى العلماء حقيقة الصراع بين أهل السنة وبين هؤلاء. وأنا أدلل على كلامي بمثال واحد، كتبنا لكبار العلماء رسالة نبين فيها منهجنا وعقيدتنا، وقرأناها وعرضناها على كثير من أهل العلم وطلابه بلغوا 30 وزيادة، ثم أرسلناها إلى العلماء. فلما سئل المفتي الشيخ عبد العزيز آل الشيخ حفظه الله ونفع الأمة بعلمه وفضله، قال لم تصلني، مع أننا أرسلناها بالبريد السريع وبالبريد الممتاز وبالبريد الدبلوماسي بطرق رسمية، فلم تصل إلى فضيلة المفتي. فمن هم قطاع الطريق إذن؟ هذه بعض الأمور التي جعلت المدرسة السلفية، مدرسة الشيخ الألباني، مدرسة ابن باز، مدرسة ابن عثيمين، تستهدف بهذه الفرية التي هي فرية بلا مرية وضلالة ملؤها الكذب والجهالة. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يصرف عنا كيدهم وحسدهم، وأنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه.
حفظه الله stated that maybe in the words that the short words that he's going to say now, there will be for us a lamp or a light upon the path. Said nothing that we haven't heard before, but maybe it will guide us in this issue. And that is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has talked about the fact, the hadith that we mentioned several times, that every generation, succeeding generation, we follow by a group. Always amongst these groups will be that groups which is udul, who remove from it the distortion of those who distort, and the ignorance and the extremities of those who are extreme. He said, and the Prophet ﷺ indicated that in the last days there will be those who will be fought for their understanding, for the meaning of what comes from Islam. Just as he was fought because of the Tanzil that was revealed. He was fought, ﷺ, because of what was revealed. And he said, there will come a group of my ummah who will be fought because of its meaning. And this is what we're dealing with, he said, brothers, in this time of ours. He said, as has been explained in the words of the Faqih Zaman, Sheikh Muhammad Salih Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, in which he says that these people who made this accusation of a particular school, and that is the school of takfir, that they want to declare people as disbelievers, and they see those of Ahlul Athar and those of Ahlul Sunnah as obstacles in their way, so therefore they have to come with this slander and this accusation of calling them murji'a. Another reason he said that we should understand is that the sunnah of Allah, the way of Allah, is that there will always be this fight against the haq, or this battle between haq and batil, between truth and between falsehood. And they will always find those who are innovators, who don't love that which was revealed from the heavens, or who don't agree with that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon, talking about the people of Ahlul Athar. As Abu Hatim al-Razi rahimahullah says, the sign of Ahlul Bidah, of the people of innovation, is that they talk about the people of narrations. The sign of the people of innovation is that they talk about the people of narrations. Third matter is the envy, hasad. Envy. They see that this dawah, this blessed dawah, has surpassed and has spread as far as the night and the day. He said, this is not by something done on the inside of those who give dua to in their lands, or something from the outside, but this is by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this dawah has spread. And these individuals, when they saw that the dawah of Kitab and Sunnah wa Salaf Salih was spreading, they became jealous and they became envy and they found hatred in their heart. So they decided to respond and go against what all that they had. Another issue is that this da'wah of Salafiyyah, took over and it wiped away from many of the minds and masses of the Muslim this tamadhab, or sticking to madhab, and this hizbiyyah of this. And many of those who like madhabs and like sticking to them did not like this da'wah to the dalil. This group that sticks to the dalil and the evidence and the fact that it took over. So they have in their hearts hatred and they want to renew their stance or their predominance that they had before, and they want to do away with this call to the dalil, the call of the da'wah to Salafiyyah. So therefore they call them al-murji'ah and they call them all these names. Another reason is that there are those who listen to every loudspeaker no matter what he's saying is correct or incorrect, and they follow their desires and they follow what is ever stated to them. If it's true today and he says something different tomorrow, they will follow that, for they are just following those issues. And those who say, there's also a group of Muslims who follow their desires. They are just following their desires. When they say that the students of Al-Albani, rahimahullah, do not believe that actions are a part of Iman, you say to them, brother, show me where they said this. Bring me a book in which they stated this. Bring me a tape or a lecture in which they said this. He said, you will find that it is illusion. It is a dream. And in this matter, it's like the ayat in Surah Yusuf, and I am not experienced in the interpretation of dreams. The other matter is that there are groups, evil groups out there. Ahzab, like Sururiya Qutubiya, the Qutubis and the Sururis, who we believe and know for sure get close to the Mashaykh and show outwardly that they love the Mashaykh, and try to remove the reality of the battle that is going on between Ahlul Sunnah and Ahlul Bidah. And therefore they cut off things and matters and connections between the scholars who come in between. And he says he can give an example of this. And that is when they wrote their book regarding the Aqidah of the Salaf, the students of Sheikh Nasir. And they have referred it to 30 different scholars and students of knowledge. They then wanted to send it to the Kibar, or Ulama, in the Hijaz or in Saudiya. Said they sent it three different ways to make sure it got there. Express and diplomatic and every other way they could send it to make sure that it would reach. When they asked the Mufti, who's there now, Sheikh Abdul Aziz Ali Sheikh, Hafidhullah, did he reach him? He said he had not reached him at all. So he said, who in fact is the highway robbers? Who is in fact the highway robbers? So this is an important matter to understand, but understand, he said, that this da'wah has stood in front of many, and many have hated it, and therefore here has come this accusation of irja'. He said, but the da'wah will continue, and the madrasa of Sheikh Nasser, and the madrasa of Sheikh bin Baz, and the madrasa of Sheikh al-Muthaymeen will continue bi'ibnillahi ta'ala. Wa Sheikh Yaqul, salam alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
with the Shaykh, Sheikh Abu Had Ali Al-Halabi, and Sheikh Muhammad Musan Nasir, and Sheikh Abu Usama Salim Halali, Hafidhum Allah. May Allah praise them and gain some blessings from the understanding of the Salaf in regards to the issue of Iman. And also very good, excellent translation by our brother Abdullah Ahmed. Praise to him for him for giving such a good translation of what was set forth in the meanings of the words. It can be seen clearly without doubt that the simple issue of Iman does indeed entail some knowledge in order to accept and to perfect. And we can see clearly now that there are rules and conditions to that Iman and its definitions as we've seen today. And also know that the dangers of not understanding it completely or fully, or worse yet, deviating from the authentic understanding of the self can lead to great harm, not only to your own soul in the hereafter, but to the Ummah of Islam itself, as we can see from the examples given here today. And they are not just historical examples or history, but we're living amongst those times now. So one could be better ready to defend their religion by being more knowledgeable about that which they stand for in their faith, which is Iman, the Iman of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as that was understood by the Salaf. So may every brother gain the blessings and understanding of what we had today. Our rest of the program will continue after our Salatul Isha at 7:30. We'll have an open general question for brothers and sisters up here at 7:30, where questions will be answered that are written down and passed forward at that time, inshallah ta'ala. The Salatul Maghrib will be held in about 7 minutes down in the gymnasium, and then followed by dinner in the cafeteria. In the meantime, any brother who has not signed up or registered for today's program, has not paid the fee, please go down to the main registration desk and do so. And also, a reminder that this year, later on in July, we will have our second level of Islamic seminar on the basic disciplines in Islam, from Aqidah to Hadith to Fiqh, as well as Arabic and Quran. Those who achieve the first level will be accepted if we register for the second level. There's only limited seating. We recommend you register early. This is in July. Don't wait till the last minute. For those who have not attained the first level or who have made the first level, haven't passed the exam yet, the exam will be given both later on today and tomorrow. It will be available for those who have not achieved the first level. The exam can be taken. Those who pass it will be accepted for registration for the second level in July. Please do not leave this. It's important. It's a rare privilege to sit with the scholars for a full month of intensive workshop. May Allah praise those who do so and accept our guidance, and be back here, inshallah, at 7:30. Make your way quickly to the gymnasium. Do not delay. And then you can talk and have your food afterwards, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khairan.